Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Lana is in Cincinnati. The plane for the team. So Lana was supposed to leave, what, today? Like, or probably like right around now, no?
Yeah. The original schedule was going to have us taking off around this time, whether it was like an hour ago or now.
And so where are you in Cincinnati? Are you close to the stadium? Are you close to a Skyline Chili?
I'm like 10 minutes away from the nearest Skyline Chili. And I mean, I'm like right in the center of downtown, right? I can almost see the stadium from here. It's only a couple minutes away.
All right. Very good. And you said earlier it's a little chilly there. So was it like in the 50s or something?
Yeah. Stepped off the plane, Hawk. I'm wearing like a little sweatshirt and really cold. Very cold.
What'd you do on the plane flying up to Cincy? You studying game film? Like, what do you do to occupy your time?
I just stared at Bo Camper's head. That's it.
Stared right at Kim Bo Camper?
No. I studied a little bit. Was reading some of the weekly releases ahead of the game, putting together some notes for Jimmy, Joe, and Bo. And Hawk, you know, I sat down and I told Bo Camper, he's sitting in front of me, I said, "Hey, Bo, no reclining your seat today, all right? You got one stitch behind you," and before the plane even took off,
right? You gave the business a little bit. You let him know who's boss. No reclining when I'm sitting behind you.
Yeah, I just told him, enjoy your flight, Bo. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll sit in pain right behind you.
I've never understood the people who complain about people reclining their seats. There's a whole slew of people. I think this might be split like 50-50. About 50% of the people believe that you should not recline your seat on an airplane because it kind of impedes the person behind you. But if you have a reclining seat, I don't understand why you can't recline it. The person behind you could then recline their seat in order to gain back the couple of inches that they may have lost.
It's inconsiderate. Let's be real.
Is it?
It's very inconsiderate because, and I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. Like, if you're one of these people who wants to recline your seat, fine. But Hawk, let's be 100% honest here. The difference between reclining your seat and not reclining your seat as the person in the seat, there's no difference. Like your sleep
is not a little bit of difference. It's a little bit of difference. I know what you're saying. Marcos is running our show today. We borrowed him from Tobin and Leroy. Is it inconsiderate to recline your seat if you're on an airplane?
I think it is, but I'm that guy that
really,
I'm that guy that thinks about everybody else before myself.
No, so do I. So do I. But everybody has reclining seats.
Yeah.
So, like, I know what you're saying. Like, I want everyone to feel comfortable. I'll tell you where this drives me crazy. When I'm sitting at the end of an aisle, you know, I went to see David Spade at the Broward Center. I'm sitting at the end of the aisle.
It was a good concert?
Great concert. I'm sitting.
Jeez.
Why are you laughing? I'm sitting at the end of the aisle. Or I was at the Canes game. I was in the suite, but I'm still sitting at the end of the aisle. You know, there's like 8 seats or 10 seats in the aisle. I sit at the end. Somebody wants to go get some food, and they walk past you, and they go, I'm sorry. And I always say the same thing. I go, you don't have to be sorry. I don't own this row. Like, you should be able to feel free to get up, get as much soda, food, go to the bathroom, however you want. You're not inconveniencing me. I just happen to be sitting towards the end of the aisle. You don't owe me an apology. I'm always thinking of other people.
Yes, they do.
I tell
people.
Yes,
they do.
No, they do not.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy. By the way, the 305 alarm on the Hochman and Crowder Show, presented by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. No, they don't owe you anything when they're moving past you on the aisle. And I always point it out when I sit on the end. I happen to like sitting on the aisle. I always like the aisle seats. So I always tell people when they're walking in, hey, by the way, get up as much as you want. You're not inconveniencing me. I'm not the aisle monitor.
Wow.
I don't own the aisle anymore than the person in the middle seats or at the far end. So
no,
it is
an inconvenience. Like, now you have to stand up for them to get through.
So what?
And Hawk, but I'll give you an example. I've been sitting in the same section at FTX Arena for whatever, 15 years, and I know everybody in my row. And no matter how many times I've sat next to that person, no matter how many years, every time I'm going to inconvenience them to get through, even if it's just once, I'll tell the guy to my right, hey, I'm sorry, I'm going to get through here. And he stands up, and I say thank you. Every time somebody
stands up,
you got to say thank you.
That's fine.
You have to apologize before you ask them to get up. If I'm walking past somebody in the aisle,
I would go, thank you very much.
Right.
But I don't feel like someone needs to tell. I hate when somebody feels the need to say, hey, I'm not going to do this. I'm so sorry. I go, you don't have to be sorry. I don't own the aisle. No, you don't. You don't own the aisle. You just have a seat in the aisle like anyone else does. You have the right to get up and go get as much food as you want. They have the right to get up and go get as much food as they want.
Hmm. Hawk, be responsible. Be a responsible fan. Hawk, the quarter just ended. You come back to your seat. Oh, 3 minutes into the quarter, you know I'm feeling a little hungry. Hey, let me walk back out. No. Hey, you were just out in the concourse at the end of the quarter.
No.
You should have
thought
about
it. See, that happened a long time ago when I was six and someone told me, you can't go get more food. You're going to get a tummy ache. I'm 52 years old. If I feel like having a popcorn 3 minutes into the quarter, I'm going for a popcorn.
Yeah.
Be more efficient. Be more efficient as a fan with your decision-making in between
quarters. I'm a thousand times better fan than you are.
Wow.
Oh,
were you at the UM Middle Tennessee game?
Oh, that's a good point.
Were you in the third?
Was I what?
In the third quarter. Were you still there?
I was not in the third quarter. I had to get home for the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was a hurricane out there. I couldn't take it anymore.
Hawk, you couldn't be more wrong about this. And you know what else happens here? Is that people like you will get into the wrong section, right? And they should have been on the opposite section. And rather than going around the concourse, they'll just have the entire row get up to cross the section. That drives me insane.
Listen, I'm okay.
I have to now be inconvenienced.
I'm okay if somebody does that once. Yeah. Sorry that I don't know the stadium layout. Sorry I didn't read the subtitles at the section where it says seat number. Sorry I didn't commit it all to memory. Now, you do it a second time, that's inconsiderate. Because you have to know which is the easy way.
Do you take a stand? Do you block the row?
No. I don't own the row.
Oh, I tell them.
I don't own the row. I know you don't because I know you.
Nice.
Hey, I tell them, hey, next time you go around.
There's a walking concourse
for a reason. Why do I have to be inconvenienced while Dwayne Wade is taking a jumper, while Jimmy Butler is pulling up for three to send us to the finals? And, Paul forgot that he's in section 117 instead, so he's walking through now. It's ridiculous. Then they're checking their tickets. Oh, wait, is it this way? Is it that way? I mean, hey, there's an usher over there to help you with this problem.
They're usually really helpful.
And also, have a little bit of etiquette, okay? You're at a ball game, and you get by the security guard while the ball plays in action.
They have a stop sign. You don't go past the stop sign.
Sometimes they're a little busy. You know, they're checking tickets. They're trying to get somebody who snuck in out.
I don't want to miss a balk. All right, I got to get the headlines because O.J. McDuffie is coming up. Let's get the headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
I could do
4 hours of that, in all honesty, because it drives me crazy. People always feel the need to apologize when they're walking past you in the aisle. And I'm like, no. You paid as much as I did for my ticket. Probably more, because I didn't pay for my ticket. But you don't owe me an apology. You're an adult. Go get as much food as you want.
No, no, because then you have the people like me who are there every game, and I'm there to watch the game. I'm a real fan. You know, I'm there to watch the game, not like you who came to people watch.
You're not a real fan, though. You sell all your tickets on the secondary market.
Debatable.
That's not debatable. You sell all your tickets during the regular season. You go to a couple of playoff games. You're not a real fan.
I was there when it mattered, Hawk. That's all that matters.
During the Big Three era? Is that what you're talking about? When it was a better place to see and be seen, that's when you were there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I was wearing a Joel Anthony jersey, so that's how you know I was a real fan.
All right. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why would you buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I could do 10 hours on you know, being a courteous fan at a sporting event as well.
I am all about being a courteous fan. All about being a courteous fan. And you know where it starts? Allowing other fans to go get a snack when they want to get a snack. Do you know how discourteous you're being by telling people they should get a snack on your schedule?
There's not my schedule.
Go on with the headlines. No, it's your schedule.
No, it's the actual sporting event schedule. There's quarters for you to go do these things. That's the point of the quarter.
Yeah.
It's not so the players can get rest.
Let me think
about
it.
It's so that you can go get a popcorn.
I want to go stand in line for 25 minutes for the popcorn now, or I can go walk right up and get the popcorn unencumbered by anybody if I wait 18 minutes. Oh, I will inconvenience the guy with the bad gums who hates to stand up every now and then.
Erroneous with the bad gums, all right? That doesn't matter. They can't even tell. And Hawk, the person that doesn't stand up when I say excuse me, I mean, come on. They just, you know, they move their knees to the side.
Right.
I mean, come on,
yeah,
man.
I'm overly stand-up guy. If I'm on the aisle, I step into the aisle. Like, I let them know.
Oh, wow.
Have your space, man.
It's a good move.
Have at it. It's a quality move.
You're standing up before they even get up. Like, you've targeted them,
I often ask people down the aisle. I don't know anybody. I often ask people down the aisle. Anybody hungry? Anybody need to go to the bathroom?
It's a courteous fan.
Yeah, listen. I'm all about other fans' feelings. All right, let's get to headlines, please.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.